My friend, what are you seeking after today? I pray that you would seek Jesus, that you would desire to have a renewed passion in your heart for the Lord. But I find today a lot of people are putting more emphasis on the material than they are the spiritual. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? My friend, the emphasis should not be the material, but the spiritual on Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad to have you join us today on Truth and Fact. We are in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, dealing with the two men on the road to Emmaus, and we're dealing with the fact of having a renewed passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps you're saved, you love God, but you don't have the passion for Jesus in your heart like you used to have. And perhaps God is going to speak to you through these short devotionals. And I pray that he does. So how do we have a renewed passion in our hearts for Jesus? Well, first of all, we have to have a firsthand experience. We must know Jesus for ourselves. You're not getting into heaven on somebody else's coattail. You have to have your own encounter with a living Savior, Jesus Christ. Secondly, you have a heart that's spiritual and not material. And I think that's very important. The most important thing to us should not be the material. The material is important, but it's not the most important. The most important thing to the Lord is your soul's redemption. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You see, your soul's redemption is what is important to God. You see, we're living in a day when the modern church has preferred the material over the spiritual, or have at least put them on the same plane. In fact, some think that the material is the barometer by which you measure the spiritual. Now, it's obvious that they're traveling away from Jerusalem, not toward it. What's the answer to regarding a passion in our hearts for God? When we desire the spiritual over the material. Sometimes we allow the material to drown out the spiritual, and that's why we lose our passion for Jesus that we once had. When Jesus becomes more important to you than anything else, that passion will be renewed. When we get back to seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then our hearts will burn with a passion for Jesus. I don't find that Jesus died just so that we can have money. He didn't die on the cross just so that we can have nice clothes. He didn't die or give his life just so that we can have a nice car. Now, is there anything wrong with having these things? Well, the answer is no. But that's not the emphasis. The emphasis is Christ. The emphasis is redemption. The emphasis should be the spiritual, not the material. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon literally means riches. What about the rich young ruler? He was to sell all that he had and give it to the poor and follow Jesus. But he couldn't do it. Or could we say he didn't do it? Why? Because the riches or the material were placed at a higher priority than Jesus Christ. And many people do that today. If you read the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5 through the end of chapter 7, you will see that Jesus emphasizes the spiritual over the material. What will it take to have a renewed passion in our hearts for the Lord? Is it miracles? No, not miracles. Miracles are great, but the woman told them about Jesus rising from the dead, but they didn't believe it. In fact, Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 regarding the man in hell, that if his brothers didn't believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. So it's not the miracles. What is the answer to have a renewed passion for our Lord Jesus Christ? I believe it's this, getting back to the scriptures. You mean the Word of God? Yes. Let's place God's Word at the highest priority in our lives. And I believe that his word will burn once again in our hearts.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.